Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. In the same manner, excuse me just a second, Mr. Queer, Mr. Marxist Sodomite Vampire, however you wish to term yourself, or Ms. Marxist Sodomite Vampire, however you wish to term yourself, you're asking children and you're asking me as a parent to allow you to define your to define yourself based on your sexual activity. Now, there's not a parent out there that wants their 16-year-old daughter to be defined by the fact that she's the favorite of the high school football team and is thus Riverdale High School's most renowned slut. Why not? Well, you're defining the daughter via and through her sexual activity. At the same time, you're kind of saying, well, that's not good sexual activity. It's sinful. Without actually saying that it's sinful. Why don't we? I don't want my daughter to be the Riverdale High School football team town slut. Do you? And I don't want her to be, not just because there's a human activity that's called sex, but this human activity, we have been informed from a very good source, I think the source, is what is known as a mortal sin. For the sake of your child, or my child's eternal soul, I don't want her or him to be defined by their sexuality. Now, or by their sex acts, rather. In the same manner, you should be able to say the exact same thing to the Marxist Sodomite Vampire 15-year-old. No, I don't want you to be defined, and I'm going to do all that I can to not define you and to explain to you why you don't want, and I don't want you to be defined, and God doesn't want you to be defined by your sexual preferences. The Catechism says that homosexuality is a disorder. Therefore, transgender sexuality is also a disorder. And it's not natural. It contravenes the natural law. So you have 2 points right. If you don't want to do the mortal sin, you have 2 points right there. It is what used to be known as a crime against nature. Now, you would inform someone of this, not out of spite, not out of anger, not to mock them or impugn them, not to make fun of them. You would inform them of this. Again, this is where the catechism should come in, but it doesn't. You would inform them that you do so out of love for their soul and out of solidarity with them as a fellow dignified human being. Simple as that. If Catholics would just learn that simple little piece of catechism that it took me all of 5 minutes to read at the Vatican website, then the upper hand that the mortally sinful Marxist sodomite vampires have out there today, like the kid that wrote the story about, I've come to indoctrinate your children into my LGBTQ agenda, and I'm not a bit sorry. If we had the catechism, then we would translate that as, I have come to indoctrinate your children into my mortally sinful agenda, and I'm not the least sorry. And he would be very sorry, because he would be standing before God and challenging the authority that's going to judge those mortal sins.